I'm Julianne DeLynn Hatton, and you're listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. This series will discuss the prophet Joseph Smith and the authenticity of the gospel he restored. I'll be speaking with Michael R. Ash, author of the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Welcome, Michael Ash.
Hi, Julianne.
This is an interesting topic. We're speaking about the words thieves and robbers.
Yeah, I find this to be a very fascinating topic.
So what do you think about when you hear the word thief?
Well, you know, I think that when I hear thief or robber, to me, and I think most people, the words are interchangeable. It refers to some, you know, bad person that's, stealing stuff from your home or robbing a bank or the 7-Eleven. It's somebody that's stealing something.
And that's a Western configuration, correct?
Yeah. I mean, if you ask anybody on the street, either now or in Joseph Smith's day, you know, I don't think that, it's kind of one of those thesaurus words. One is synonymous for the other. They don't really mean anything different.
Now, you've done some research that says Near Eastern law differentiates between the two.
Yes, and I should point out my research is based on the studies of John Welch. He was the original founder for what was known as FARMS, the Foundation for Ancient Research and Mormon Studies, and he's the one that actually discovered this. He's a lawyer by trade and quite a scholar in his own right, and he pointed out that in Near Eastern law, that there is a noticeable distinction between thieves and robbers. And thieves were typically the people in your town or community that stole something from you. So it might be in our world, the kid down the street that breaks into your car to steal the CDs from you, or somebody that maybe gets into your house when you're on vacation to take your TV. So that's the type of word that's described by thieves. Robbers, however, in Near Eastern law, they were much more serious. They were considered basically terrorists or bandits. They were outside the community and often were an organized band themselves, and they would make raids and guerrilla attacks onto the towns, menace the people, engage in a type of warfare. It almost reminds me a little bit of what we see going on in the news right now with ISIS. You know, you have this outside group that's coming to attack. And that's kind of how robbers were viewed in Near Eastern law. In fact, they were bad enough that when the law dealt with them, often it was dealt with by the military, and they were executed.
So if they were executed, and in the Middle East that robbers were dealt with differently, that segues perfectly into the Book of Mormon.
Exactly. When you hear the Book of Mormon robbers, you think of the Gadianton robbers. And those were the same kind of people, that they were on the outside, they terrorized the people, they were an organized group, they menaced them, it was a type of warfare going on. And as John Welch pointed out, the Book of Mormon never incorrectly uses thieves versus robbers. Every time that we see it, it's always used properly.
How would Joseph Smith have known this?
There's no way that he could have known it. You could call it a lucky guess, but to have it a lucky guess throughout the entire Book of Mormon, that's just asking for too much.
Thank you, Michael Ash.
Thank you, Julianne.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. I'm your host, Julianne DeLynn Hatton, inviting you to keep the faith.
Michael R. Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book Of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Faith and Reason is produced by Tom Hatton with music courtesy of Arthur Hatton. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of Fair Mormon or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can support this podcast by subscribing to it in iTunes and by rating it and writing a review. Questions or comments can be sent to podcast@fairmormon.org, or you may join the conversation at fairblog.org.